Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's June 14, 2007, and Here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 25, 2002.
Nazarene, here's a hot question. It says in the Bible, Mary Magdalene was a harlot. She didn't have a husband, but a lot of male friends. I don't know how to put it delicately, but how did she get into that business?
This is something, Laura, that Mary and I never discussed ourselves. But I got the story from associates of hers. Her stepfather began selling her when she was 11 years old. By the time she was 12, she wanted to be free of her stepfather and had many influential customers. She made it known to them that she wanted a house of her own and to be away from her stepfather and not have him share in the profits she made. Her stepfather did not like this idea at all because she was a major source of his income and threatened to expose her and have her stoned to death if anybody interfered. It just so happened that a little while before someone had sold some goods to the Roman garrison that had made the soldiers sick. So the leader of the Roman garrison, who was one of Mary's customers, decided to solve the problem by seizing her father, charging him with this crime, and crucifying him. So Mary had her own house again, which she took over, and that is where she worked from until I met her. And she had so many influential customers that no one dared say anything against her. I do not want to say that this is the best profession in the world, but she was an honorable woman. She never cheated any of her customers, and her customers treated her very well, as getting rid of her father proves. It might not have been totally justified, but justice was done in the situation. That is all I wish to say on that situation, really.
Now, Nazarene, you've got me wondering. Are you sure Demetrius wasn't around there somewhere? That sure sounds like one of his little maneuvers, but I agree. Justice was done. That man got just what he deserved. We'll be back with much, much more.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back! Jesus is still down, but we have to carry on to get these episodes ready so they'll be available when needed. In the last segment, I mentioned that what happened to Mary Magdalene's father looked like my husband's work, the kind of things he would set up in his spiritual form. Let's ask him if he had anything to do with that particular little incident.
Now, Linda, we do not want to reveal all my naughty little secrets. I will admit that this definitely does look like my work, the thing that I would set up to get rid of a person like this. But I had nothing to do with it. It was a Lord of Light working in that area at the time, arranged this little number and did an excellent job doing so. But no, I had no part of that particular operation. I was doing things elsewhere at that time and actually preparing to join Jesus and to follow his ministry as a representative of the Spiritist Republic. I was not really into doing things like that at that time, though if I'd had the opportunity, I definitely would have had. But my particular mission then was to follow Jesus and record what happened with him so that we could put it eventually in our people's history, because we knew this particular thing would be very, very important to everyone, and that one of our people needed to witness all of those things. And that's what I was being prepared for at that time, and it was an interesting mission.
Do you have any idea how many little missions you have performed over the ages?
Linda, I haven't got the foggiest. It's uncountable. Things are coming up now as we're working on another project that I never even knew I did. I knew about a couple of things at that time, but other things are coming out now that I had no idea that I was even involved with.
We'll be back again.